Welcome to Tzardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, chapter 33. In the last parak, Hashem told Yirmiyahu to buy a field from a relative. Yirmiyahu asks Hashem for guidance, as he knows that Yerushalayim is being destroyed as part of a system of divine justice. Hashem began to explain how the destruction was only a tool to bring the redemption. In this parak, Hashem continues to explain how the Jewish people will be punished and then redeemed in response to Yirmiyahu's request to understand. This nevuah comes as Yirmiyahu is still locked up in the Chatzar HaMatara in the court of the guard. The people had clear proof that Yirmiyahu was a legitimate Navi. He had said Hanamel would be coming to sell his field, and then he came. The people were so divorced from right and wrong that they kept him in jail. Even so, Hashem still told them this positive nevuah as Hashem loved them. The last perek ended with a description of the future and how people will return to the land and Yerushalayim. This will happen because, verse 2, Hashem is Oseh, He is presently making, and He is Yotzer Oseh, forming it. Hashem is always working to bring about the Geula. Hashem sets things in motion throughout history. The Chorban is part of the plan so that the ultimate good can be realized. Hashem is now forming and making the Jewish people to prepare them and the world for a different kind of existence which will last forever. Hashem then tells Yirmiyahu, verse 3, Kra Eli ve'e'enecha, call to me and I will answer you. In previous prakim, Hashem told Yirmiyahu not to daven for the people. Hashem is not saying Yirmiyahu should daven so that the present will change. He is being told to daven so he can learn what the future will be, to receive a positive nevuos. Va'agidolocha gedolos uvitsuros v'lo yadatam. I will tell you great and hidden things that you did not know. Hashem always tells Yirmiyahu negative nevuos to help improve the present. Knowing the future will be satisfying but unnecessary, so he should daven to receive it. In previous prakim, Hashem has spoken about the fields and the farms that will once again produce food. This parak talks about the rebuilding of the homes and cities in the times of the Geula. All their homes are currently being destroyed because, during a siege, buildings are dismantled so that the raw materials can be reused to build ramparts and military equipment to fight the invading army. These cities are broken down for one purpose, verse 5, Lilachem es HaKasdim, to fight with the Chaldeans. They are hoping for victory, but since this battle is futile, it is as if they are doing this lemalam es pigrei ha'adam, to fill their homes with corpses. During the battles with Bavel, Hashem will hide his face from the city because of all of its wickedness. We have learned about this destruction throughout Sefer Yirmiyahu. The next stage after the battles and the exile is, Hashem promises, verse 6, Hineni ma'ale la arucha umarpei urifasim. Hashem promises, behold, I will bring it healing and a cure, and I will cure them. No matter the issue, Hashem has already planned ways to heal it in the future. And in contrast to the Hester Panim, to the distance described in the last pasuk, the future will have, V'gilesi lahem aseres shalom ve'emes. I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Hashem will be open to us, and he will show us many ways to do tshuva, to bring back peace. Hashem will bring back those in Galus and rebuild the city, which includes returning the monarchy and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash as a center of spiritual and political influence. For this rebuilding to last, things must change. If the people sin again, they will be exiled again. So, verse 8, Hashem tells us he will, V'tihartim mikal avonam asher kachatu li, I will purify them from all their sins that they sinned to me, V'salachti, and I will forgive. This change will herald a new time. Yerushalayim will no longer be sad and bitter. When the city is in a state of destruction, it means that it also shames Hashem. In the future, the city will be known as a place of sason, of joy. This joy cannot happen without the Shekhinah. It will also have a reputation for the Sihila Ulisferes, for praise and for glory. All the nations will hear about Yerushalayim, about this wonderful place, and all the good Hashem is doing, and V'pachadu v'ragzu al kol hatova v'al kol hashalom asher anochi osela. They will fear and tremble for all the good and all the peace that I am making there. The nations will see such a beautiful city, and they will be afraid to lose that level of joy and praise, and so they will be afraid to do anything wrong because they appreciate the peace Hashem has created. Hashem looks at Yerushalayim now and in the near future. It is desolate, with no people or animals inhabiting it. The desolation of Israel is marked by its silence, as there is no life there. But in the future, verse 10, Od yishama b'makom hazeh, it will be heard again in this place. Kol sason v'kol simcha, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. Kol chasan v'kol kala, the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. Right now, people are okay with just having survived the onslaught. In the future, there will be true joy, the joy of rebuilding, of new homes, of the future, of friends sharing in the joy of others as they establish new families. Kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos, ki tov Hashem, ki le'olam chasdo. The voice of those that say, thank Hashem, because Hashem is good, his mercy lasts forever. The people will share with each other how Hashem's goodness can always be seen or felt, and they will thank him for all they have done. They will bring a carbon todah, a carbon of gratitude, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the future, all the karbanos of the individuals will be nullified. They won't be necessary, as there won't be any sin. But the carbon todah, the carbon brought out of gratitude, will be a main feature of all service in the Beis HaMikdash. Gratitude, as we have said in previous prakim, is the emotion of the geula. The psukim continue to contrast the present with the future. The psukim had said there will soon be no people in Israel, but in the future there will be weddings and celebration and hope. The psukim had said that there would be no animals. In the future there will be, verse 12, Nivei ro'im marbitzim tzon, a dwelling of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. When there is war, people are constantly on the move trying to stay safe. There is no place to rest, and definitely no one will gather without a purpose. In the future, the area will be so secure that groups of shepherds will be able to sit with their sheep resting out in the open. There will be so many flocks, and they will be gathered all over the land of Israel, in the cities that are in the mountains and in the lowlands. Verse 13, Od ta'avorna hatzon al yedei mona. The flocks, once again, which it can either refer to the animals or to the Jewish people who are Hashem's sheep, will once again pass under the hands of him that counts them. The shepherds count each one of their sheep. Hashem will once again count his flock to make sure none are missing throughout Israel. The prophecy that was just said will take place in verse 14, Yamim Ba'im, in the days to come in the future. Hashem has spoken about daily life and the regular people. From verses 15 to 22, Hashem addresses what will happen to the children of David, who will rule again, and the Kohanim, who will serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Verse 15, Beyamim ha'ehim uba'eis ha'hi, in those days and at that time, Atzmiach David tzemach tzedaka, I will cause a shoot of righteousness to grow up for David. This shoot, this plant, will be the Mashiach, whose job will be to bring justice and righteousness in the land. With this king, Yehuda and Yerushalayim will dwell securely, and Yerushalayim will be called Hashem Tzidkenu. Hashem is our righteousness. In Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23, Yirmiyahu calls Mashiach Hashem Tzidkenu, as the fate of Yerushalayim and of Mashiach are linked. Both are needed to bring about true justice. Hashem promises that this Mashiach will be different than the kings they have until now. Yehuda and Yisrael split after only two kings where they were joined as a common monarchy. In the future, the children of David will rule, verse 16, Al Kisei Beis Yisrael, upon the throne of the house of Israel. There will be one kingdom with one king. The psukim then tell us more about the leadership of the Jewish people. There will also be Kohanim and Levim who will lead the people and offer karbanos all the days. In Pirkei Avos, it tells us that the world stands on three things, on Torah, on Avoda, service to Hashem, and on Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness. The Mincha Gdola looks at these two psukim with the promise of kings, Kohanim, and Levim, and says Hashem is setting up the nation to be sustainable forever. The kings, who do justice and tzedakah, take part in chesed all day. The Kohanim provide the avoda, the service, and the Levim teach the Torah. There is a solid foundation on which the geula can be built. Verse 19 begins another nevuah to strengthen the ideas about the eternity of the covenant with Malchus Beis David. The people had taken the Malchus away from the house of David. In the future, this will not be possible. Hashem compares what they tried to do to breaking the laws of nature. Just like they cannot change the laws of nature, they can't change these spiritual laws that the kingship belongs to Yehuda and David's children and the kahuna belongs to the Levian. Verse 20. Im taferu esprisi hayom vesprisi halayla, if you break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, ulevilti hayos yomam valayla beitam, and not to have day and night in their times. Only if night becomes day and day becomes night, verse 21, gambrisi sufar es David avdi miyos lo ven molech al kiso. My covenant with David shall be broken, that he should not have a son reigning on his throne. Es ha-Leviim ha-Kohanim mishar sai, and with the Leviim, the priests, my ministers. The laws of the physical and the spiritual world both cannot change. Hashem continues to promise a brighter future for the children of David and the Leviim. In the past, their numbers were limited, but in the future, they will be as innumerable like the stars of the sky and sand of the sea. Verse 23 begins a new nevuah directed toward Klal Yisrael. The people felt that Hashem had rejected the Kohanim and the children of David, as there would be no more Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and no more kings since the nation has been or will be exiled. The people say, verse 24, Shtei ha-mishpachos asher bachar Hashem bam, vayimaseim, the two families which Hashem chose, he cast them off. If Hashem could reject these two families, they theorize, that means Hashem is rejecting all of them. And Hashem no longer feels that the Jewish people are a nation connected to Hashem. Hashem tells them they are wrong. Verse 25, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Hashem says these exact words. Imlo v'risi yomam v'layla, if my covenant is not with the day and night. Chuko shemayim v'aretz lo samti, if I had not put laws that govern the rules of heaven and earth. Meaning, if there were no more laws of nature, Gamzer Yaakov and David Avdi Emas. Then I could also cast away the children of Yaakov and David, my servant, and reject them. Hashem is saying that he set up the laws of nature to work, that there should be a day and night, heaven and earth, and the children of Yaakov and David would rule over the children of Klal Yisrael. Since Hashem is not getting rid of all the rules that govern the world, Hashem will also not be getting rid of the rule which says that the Jewish people have a special place with him. Chazal say that this bris that is being hinted to here is the bris milah, the circumcision, as that mitzvah is the one mitzvah that stays with a person day and night. Hashem will also ensure that a child of David, Moshlim el Zera Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, will rule over the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And just as that is the case, Hashem is not rejecting the Jewish people. Ki ashiv eshvusam v'richamtim. I will cause their captivity to return, and I will have compassion on them. In this parak, Hashem has spoken about how daily life will return to the cities of Israel. It also discusses how the children of David will rule again over a united kingdom, and the Kohanim will serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Just as the laws of nature cannot change, Hashem will always stay connected to the Jewish people, to Malchus Beis David, and to the Kohanim. There is a lesson we can learn from this parak. The spiritual world runs like the physical world. We cannot ignore a change either, just because we want to. When we look at the world, we see that there are patterns and systems. These patterns and systems govern how the world works. Similarly, the world has spiritual laws, the mitzvos, that cannot be ignored. When we keep the spiritual laws intact, we solidify the foundations of the physical world. When we try to break the spiritual laws, we impact the world that we touch and see. That is a responsibility and power we must always keep in mind. Thank you for studying together, Le'igoy Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Riva Bas Alexander Sender.